Doesn't this exparsha Ba'ata Dabir of Nesel Lemar Achas Sapsoise Tishmayu Ki Oisi Beini Beinechem Ledoyresechem Lodas Ki Ani Hashem Mikadishchem? The lesson of Lodas to know Ki Ani Hashem Mikadishchem is an interesting lesson. What does it mean to know? To know that Hashem. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Amud Beis, learns out from here. A very interesting Gemara. Amar Rav Bar Machasya, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya. Amar Rav. Shabbos Daf Yud. Hanoisin Matona Lechaveiru Tzoruch Lo'idiyah. If you give your chaver a matona, you have to let him know. Shenemar. This pasuk, Lo das ki ani Hashem mikadishchem. The Gemara says that if you give a present to somebody, then you have to let them know. That's what the pasuk says here. Lo das, in order that you should know, ki ani Hashem mikadishchem. First of all, a few things here. Let's learn up this Gemara. How the Gemara Lo das, what's the Lo das? The Lo das is because the Eibush is giving a matana. So, you have to let the guy know. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu notified them about the matana. Where's the notification? In the words, Ki Ani Hashem Mikadishchem. I'll explain in a minute. So first of all, shteita a chiddush, that Shabbos is a matana. What's the significance of the fact that Shabbos is a matana? I want to explain. In Parashas B'Shalach, in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Choftes, in Parashas B'Shalach, there's a pasuk that says as follows. Re'u, ki Hashem nosan lochem ha-Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you Shabbos. The word nosan is very interesting. What do you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you Shabbos? It's mitzvah Shabbos. What's nosan? So the Sfarnoi says like this. Ki Hashem nosan lochem, alam desh Sfarnoi, over there in B'Shalach. Ve'ein zu mitzvah bovad, aval hi matona sholei nitna luzulosam. Shabbos is not just a mitzvah, it's a matona that was given only to them. Ke'omram zal, like this Gemara says in Shabbos, matona toiv ve'yeshi beis kenozai, and it's a matona. V'chein, sidru betfila, v'lo nisatoi l'goyi ha'rotzeis. The Sfarno over here is saying something very interesting. There's two parts there. The first part the Sfarno says is that Shabbos is a matona, it's not just a mitzvah. It means, there's two parts to Shabbos. There's the mitzvahs, the loisa say, the asay, lamitas malachas, and then there's the essence that Shabbos is a matona. We'll discuss in a few minutes what is the matana. We'll see in a minute. Zokta Sforna, where the Gazach? We say in Davening in Shachmas on Nesatoi, the Goyarotzois, of the Vesilim, the Shkunarelim. It's where the Gazach when you think about it. All the Mepharshim ask, what does it mean, Lesatoi, Goyarotzois? Goyim don't have any mitzvahs. Goyim don't have lulav, Goyim don't have esrik, Goyim don't have matzah, Goyim don't have mica. They don't have shuas haniftar, they don't have shuas hanoitlin, if you remember what that is still. They don't have anything. What does it mean for nisata? What's the whole trash? The ikkar of the Shabbos davening in the morning is that the Goyim don't have it. What do you mean the Goyim don't have anything? Is it Teretz is? Pashtu Shad, that's what the Sforna is saying. Sforna is saying Pashtu Shad, but warning this kasha. The Torah says we're not talking about the mitzvah of Shabbos. We're talking about le'nisata. We're talking about the matana of Shabbos. Hashem nosan l'chas Shabbos. For le'nisata, it doesn't say v'le'tzivisa. It says you didn't give it. It says the Sforno is warning that we're talking about a separate thing. There's a thing called, there's a matana called Shabbos. And the matana the Goyim don't have. That means not that they don't have the tzivu in the mitzvahs and the le'sa says of Shabbos. We say they don't have Torah b'chal. But the matana, which is not Torah per se, there's a matana called Shabbos, the Goyim don't have shachas to. And that we say, Vloy Nisatoi, is a description of what the matana is, that the matana is so high, the matana is so high, the matana is so gavoya, that a Goyim doesn't have shachas to it, not just because he doesn't have Torah, because the Goyim doesn't have shachas to it. What's the shan that time? They say over from the Brisker Rav, he say in Dayenu, if we're already holding Shleishim Yom Kodem Achag, and the Oilim like the Eilam asked last night, but the question ends, Eilam is back in Egypt again. So there's a word from the Brisker Rav, Ilu hechilanu es amon v'le nosan lanu es ha-teiro. Le nosan lanu es ha-shabbos, excuse me, le nosan ha-shabbos. But sometimes they picked out Shabbos. Why nosan? Tziva lo, tziva es ha-shabbos. What's nosan lanu? So the Rav said that in Dayenu, it's not talking about mitzvahs. It's talking about the matana of Shabbos. Nosan lanu, the matana. What is this matana here? So the Pasuk in B'Shalach says, nosan lochem es ha-shabbos. What is this? What is this? What is the matana? So it's very interesting. What does the Pasuk say in our Pasha? Lodas ki ani Hashem mikadishchem. Says Rashi in Shabbos. I'll read it Rashi inside. Lodas ki ani Hashem lohidiyam ani bo. I'm going to let them know. Shani roitzel lekatchem. I want to sanctify them. I want to be mikadish them. I want to make Eden halig. Yeah, I said no. If you give him a matana, you have to let him know. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu notify us about this matana called Shabbos? By telling them, Kani Hashem Mekadishchem. State in Rashi that that's the matana. That means, in the Pasuk in B'Shalach state, Ki Hashem Nosan Lechem Es HaShabbos. Eibishter gave Shabbos, Oktos Fornoi, Shabbos is a matana. Aber in our parasha state, Ladas, that the Torah says that the Eibishter said, I'm going to tell you what the matana is. Not that it's a matana, the Sforno is ready, Medayak, Bash, Bishalach. Nosan. V'loi nisatoi. That's the matana. Not the mitzvahs of Shabbos, the matana of Shabbos. You'll ask me, and how do I know what the matana is? So that we have in this week's parasha. This week's parasha doesn't call it a matana, but this week's parasha says that Ladas means I'm going to let you know that I'm giving you a matana. And what was the matana? Lashon of Rashi is, Ani Reitzel Lekatcha, Moridik HaMaisa. The Matana of Shabbos is the Kedusha that Shabbos brings, Moridik HaZach. Now we understand why the Goyim can't get it. I want to read your Lashon. The Ramchal says all three parts that I just said. Ramchal's in Derech Hashem, Chelek Dalet, Perek Zayin, Ois Beis. You got it, Mike? Chelek Dalet, Zayin Beis. Quote, listen to the Lashon of the Ramchal. Ramchal wraps it up in one sentence. V'ine zu matana gedoyla shenasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Shabbos is a matana. Liois, why? Sherotzi Shiula Am Kaddish. You want them to be a Heilige Volk. Am Kaddish. Three. V'loin Asana L'Shar Umas Klal. But the Goyim don't get that matana. Why? She'ein ha'mayla zos ruya v'loim yu edis lehem. It's not destined for the Goyim. The Goyim don't have Shaychus to Kedusha. So the matana of Shabbos is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the mitzvah. As I say, there's a lois I say. And then there's a matana that's chal. And the matana going don't have shaykhs to. And when we talk about it in shaykhs or in nisata, we're talking about the matana, the nisata. We're talking about that darga of matana that going don't have shaykhs to. Why not, by the way? So let's understand. Shteta that the matana is the kedusha. What does that mean? What's the kedusha? So the Mesillas Yisrael speaks in many places that kedusha means the uplifting, the upgrading of Elam Haz, of Gashmias. Right? That's what Kedusha is. Kedusha is taking the Olam Hazeh and lifting it up and dedicating it to the right thing. There's a Rashi in Beit Sadaf Zayin that we've spoken about many times, which gives the answer. Rashi says that a person has a Neshama Yisera on Shabbos, right? The Gemara says in Beit Sadaf Zayin. So what's the Neshama Yisera for? Says Rashi, quote, Roichav Lev Lemenucha. Roichav Lev means I have a braid kite. Lesimcha, two. Leo is pesuach le'ravacha, your heart's open. V'yoychal v'yishter, you'll eat and drink, v'ein nafshei kotzolov. And your neshama will not be disgusted by the eating. Fekta chakasha, on Shabbos, your neshama is not disgusted by the eating. It's first of all, state on this Rashi Begilui, why do we eat on Shabbos? Not why we eat on Fridays and Thursday nights. No, that's the neshama is disgusted by. For Rashi. Rashi says that this oichel means if you have the same oichel not on Shabbos, what?
Same food, is it, or is it amount?
Food, amount, quantity, quality. Kotzo, the despises it. But on Shabbos, why not? You would ask a chayra fakert. If you have an extra neshama, you have a high darga, the pshat's like this. The pshat is that the neshama yisera is such a force of kedusha, it's so high, that it's able to harness the achila and shtia and harness it for the Eibishter. That's what it means. So the neshama yisera on Shabbos, a person doesn't get kotz. Kotz is a very sharp lashon of despise. The neshama enjoys the oichel because the neshama is able to take control. The neshama yisera is such a hechazach. It's chassidus shatoyah, but it's a Rashi liner. Yeah, it's a Rashi. It's not from Yezedis. What? Can you? Rashi also. Rashi was mechavin to Yezedis. What? Rashi is also Yezedis. I think he's mine also. Yeah. Rashi was a chassidish. The chassidish stole from Rashi. Yeah. You didn't hear what he said. He said that Rashi was mechavin to the Radzina Zedis. You didn't. That's what you meant. That's what, when you said also, you meant. No, I thought you meant. Weiter. Radzina Rebbe says weiter. Listening, you hear the tiefkeit. The neshama yisera is so high that it doesn't get ruined by him. A guy, by the way, can't understand what it means to be Mekadosh Echa Shtir. Right? The guy, what do they call Kaddish? They send the Shegits to the monastery over there, where he's quote-unquote holy. He's so holy that they had to sell the Boston Cathedral for $100 million to pay for all the people who sued them for their holiness. What?
What's that?
What? You didn't get it. They're holy, so they go to monasteries and they're detached from Olam Hazeh Kivayochel.
What was the $1 million?
They were sued for not being so holy. And it was a prime real estate in Boston. The Archdiocese of Boston had to sell the main cathedral to cover all the for all the precious of the priests. So by a guy, that's what they call holiness, yeah? By a guy, the kedusha means detachment. By us, the spitz kedusha is the ability to take olam hazeh in the right measure, in the right oifen, and use it for kedusha. Use it for avodas Hashem. The neshama yisera allows a person to do that. What's the pshat in that, by the way? Why is it that way? It's something very interesting. Rashi says, not just about food. Roichav lev menucha simcha. The Neshama Yisera brings with it a whole thing. I was speaking to Yungalai yesterday about this. I said that if you're sitting at the Shabbos table and you're tense and you're waiting for absolute silence until you make Kiddush and every kid is glued to a seat with crazy glue and looking up at Tati waiting for Kiddush and everybody's rigid and tense and angry and fabissin, then you don't have a Neshama Yisera. It says, Roichav lev, Britkeit, Menucha, Simcha, Pasuach Lerevacha. If your Shabbos table doesn't look like that, then it's a Shabbos table without a Neshama Yisera. It's without a Neshama Yisera. Neshama Yisera is a great tzach. It's geschmack. It's open. It's simchadik. It's happy. There's a menucha. There's a simcha. There's a rachmas halev. There's a breitkeit. Then, when you eat and drink, it's not a stira because the person's already living in a different place completely, in a place of upper level. What is this, by the way? Where's this coming from? Where does it come, this roichav lev, this simcha, this menucha? So I want to share with you something very, very deep. Listen carefully. The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Nun Zayin, Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. What does it mean that's Me'ein Olam Haba? It's a nigin, you all know. The Gemara over there says that Shabbos is 1/60th of Olam Haba. The Marshal over there speaks out, why 1/60th? Dr. Marshal, because everything's bottle b'shishim, but if it's 1/60th, it's not bottle. It means it didn't lose its identity. What's the pshat in that? So I saw a moridik pshat from Rav Dov Cohen, the Chevron Rosh Hashiva, a life-changing pshat. He says a moridik azach. Chazal say that when Adam Rishon met Cain after the Chet, he asked Cain, what happened with your Chet? He said, I did tshuva. When he spashati, the Eibishter was mekabel my tshuva. So Adam Rishon started to clap on himself, and he said, Oi, echam nish gevost, kachi koichot shal tshuva v'ani lezi, I didn't know there's a thing called tshuva. Omad Adam Rishon v'omad mizme shil yom ha-shabbos. The famous Chazal, there's a famous Beis Halevi on this Chazal. Why did he say Mizmeh Shriyam HaShabbos when it was in the Skalatim the Koyach of Tshuva? He says, Amori Tegazach, which is the Pashem Shat. The Ramchal speaks out that Etzem, when Adam Rishon was created on Friday, he had one mitzvah to keep, and if he would have kept that mitzvah on Friday, on Yom HaShishi, Shabbos was supposed to be Olam Haba. But because he didn't stand up to it, so Shabbos, the Iker thing that changed after the Chet was that Shabbos was not Olam Haba anymore. It has to wait now 6,000 years of hard work and sweat and blood and the Yitzhahara and battles and Muhammad to get to the Olam Haba that was supposed to be within a few hours of the Bria, and then the world would have ended. Other region would have made the Tikkun why the Eibishter created the world, and that would have been it. So it comes out that Shabbos is Be'etzem Olam Haba. No, because of the Chet, it was delayed. Said Adam Rishon, I can do tshuva and retain a little bit of Shabbos still. Mizvah Shel Yom HaShabbos. It's true that I'm not going to be able to get into full Olam Haba, but Me'ein Olam Haba it is. It's 1/60th. And a little bit of Olam Haba stayed. That's the Yesod where Shabbos is Olam Haba, because Shabbos is Olam Haba. Not that it's supposed to be. Shabbos is Olam Haba. No, the pshat is that it was downgraded. But Epis is Geblivin. So the Neshama Yisera on Shabbos, this Roichav Lev, this Menucha, Olam Haba is called Menucha, Vayar Menucha Kitoiv, is coming from Olam Haba. It's the 1/60th of Olam Haba that's on Shabbos. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba because it's 1/60th. The Gemara says, don't say it's Me'ein Olam, it's like a song. It's 1/60th of Shabbos because it is Olam Haba. Just 1/60th is what was left over after the Chet. Said other Rishon, of the Epis is Geblivin, something left over. Mizvah Shel Yom HaShabbos. I can do Tshuva and hold on to Shabbos. So when we come into Shabbos, shines the light of Olam Haba, 1/60th of the light. That's what enables us to. Olam Haba is a place where everything is Kaddish. Olam Haba is you want to know how an Olam Hazedik Olam Haba looks? That's Shabbos. We're not disgusted by the food because that Olam Haba Chelik allows us to raise it up. That's the Pshat in Shabbos. It's Mefurish in the Sfarna that I quoted. The Sfarna in Bishalach says, and in this week's parasha he repeats it again, he says, and what is the Matana? So Rashi says, the Matana is Kedusha. It's a pasuk. Ladas keni Hashem Yikar. I gave you the ability to become halak, not like the goyim. The Sfarna says, what's the Matana? This week's parasha. Vishamru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. Lasos es ha-Shabbos. In fact, the Sfarna and the Aruch Haim HaKadosh says the same thing. What does it mean, lasos es ha-Shabbos? How do you make Shabbos? Vishamru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. Lasos es ha-Shabbos. Zok the Sfarna, Vishamru b'nei Yisrael Shabbos in Olam Haza. You're creating your Shabbos in Olam Haba. Zok the Aruch Haim HaKadosh is al-Bazach. Zok the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. There's a neshama called Shabbos. If you'll keep Shabbos here, then you'll have Lasas of Shabbos there. You can't have the Shabbos of Olam Haba if you didn't keep the Shabbos here. Shomru, Bnei Yisrael. Zok Tesfarna, that's the Matana. The Matana is that I'm going to give you the ability called Shabbos in this world. I think Gemara says that it's the Kedusha Tainuach. The Kedusha of injecting Olam Haba into Olam Haza, here's the Tifkai. In Olam Haba, there's no eating. But how does Olam Haba look when it's an Olam Haza? How does Olam Haba look? How does an Olam Habadik Olam Haza look? An Olam Habadik Olam Haza is that when you eat and drink, you're not kotsa of it, because it's an Olam Habadik eating. That's the yesod of the Matana called Shabbos. What does a guy know about Gala? Halig a Gala. So if you eat it, I'll stop taiva. And it's already your 16th piece of Gala that you've been eating since Wednesday, because when you start to say Luchun Neranu, you're Makbit Toyameo. And your fleishiks from Wednesday till the Sunday leftovers after Shkia. Say this, so that's not the Matana. But a person who's Oichel v'sheisa, and you have Roich of Lev, and you have Menucha, and you have Das, that's an Olam Habadik Olam Hazeh. That's a Moridik Matana. A Goy doesn't have Sheikhas at Abuchal. A Goy doesn't have Sheikhas. I remember when I was six years ago, I was in Sloan Kettering in New York, and it was Shabbos after I had surgery, after Shabbos. And my wife went down to the Chesed room in Sloan Kettering. There they have Skver brings Cholent. Moiridika Cholent. Yeah? Yeah, listen, I'll tell you the nice one. Moiridika Cholent, yeah? And I couldn't eat anything. Came bags of food. Kids are, so my wife brought up from downstairs. Cholent was on a hot plate. The Skver is not to make Cholent, I'm telling you. Okay? Kids was a guy in the bed next to me over there. I wasn't in a private room. And there's an Italian guy from Long Island. He says to his wife, he was very, very sick. Very sick, never. He says to her, what's this smell? I never smelled something like this in my life. We're talking about Pesach HaKol, Skvera Cholent in a hospital on a hot plate for 2 days. We're not talking about the, it's not like a Toyamah, you hear? You hear what the guy said? You're talking about a guy who has kol tov ba'olam. Every taifa, every treif azach. He never smells azach. What does the guy know? What does the guy know about Cholent? What does the goyin know about the smell of cholent? What does the goyin know about Elam Haba? What does the goyin know about Menucha? What does the goyin know about Ruach HaVlev? What does the goyin know about Yishama Yisera? Where Heiliger mentioned. And he writes a lekachem, I want to lift you up. But Kedusha is not just about food. Kedusha is about Simcha. It's about Menucha. It's about Ruach HaVlev. It's about Pesuach Levracha. We're open to hear. We're open to absorb. We're open to change. That's what Pesuach Levracha means. I'm open. What are you open for? You're open to change. You're open to be misoyer. You're open to touch. You're open to feel. You're open to mischabat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A guy has no shachas at Abichal. Not only he doesn't know what cholent, he doesn't know what the smell of cholent is. Yeah? Not even the smell of Olam Haba. He has no shachas to. He has no shachas to. No shachas to.